Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Well, we're just going to continue on in a message I began yesterday on overcoming instability. And I was sharing some comments from an author who wrote the book, The Dynamics of Discipleship Training. And so he was looking at the lives of those who were disorganized and unstable. He sought an answer. And first of all, he saw two possible causes. One was that they were undisciplined. And so he would counsel them to recognize that God wants them to be more disciplined, go out and do it. And they came back in a week and said, oh, it didn't work. The second cause he thought was perhaps disorganization. And if this was the case, then he gave them some information on establishing priorities and biblical time management. And some reported a slight improvement, but most found little help. Now, I want to share the third reason as he studied the situation more thoroughly, because it might have been somewhat shocking to you who were listening yesterday. He said there were several root causes identified for each problem in the terms of lack of discipline or organization, but there was one identified that was common to all, and that was laziness. And so God wants us to be discipline. He doesn't want us to have an undisciplined life. And we have been sharing some scriptures why we know from the Word of God that laziness is definitely sin. Let me share, as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were just getting into the parable of the 10 talents. You remember that? The master, who represents the Lord, gave 10 talents to an individual, 5 talents to another, 2 to another. And when he called them back, he commended them. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And he doubled their talents. And when it came to the individual who had received one talent, the person came and said to him, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man. You see, he didn't even know his character of the master. We should know from God's word how truly loving and patient he is. And he goes on to say, this one with one talent, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, see that fear thing, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. That's why fear is such a terrible enemy, what bondage it can put God's people in. Well, I don't think I'm anointed to do that. I don't think I'm really up to doing that. That's just not my personality. And hear what the Lord answered. He said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should receive my own with usury, with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him, and give it to him which hath 10 talent. For to every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And listen to this. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That is a very unpleasant prospect, is it not? Okay, and then let's go to Romans 12:11, where it says, begins with, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Another scripture I'd like to share with you is found in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 12. Let me read it. that ye be not slothful, or lazy, if you will, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Praise God. And then there is a scripture I'd like to share in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and starting at verse 15. This is what Jesus did for us, why we should want to be like him. And he died for all, that's referring to Jesus, that they should live not henceforth unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. That henceforth ye know no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Because you see, slothfulness, laziness, undisciplined life, lack of discipline, they're part of the old nature. And so being in Christ as a new creature, God wants to put on that which most beautifully reflects him, a life of balance, of temperance, not, you know, working all the time, of course, but to be able, as Jesus did, balance work, ministry with rest. And he demonstrated that to the disciples. Let me share another scripture, Colossians 2, 9 through 10. For in him, that's Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. Think about that. Meditate on that. It's a familiar passage. We just read over it. But that means you are complete in him. Another scripture says, he's given unto you everything, everything that pertains to life and godliness. So let me read that again. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. You see, God is a God of authority. He's delegated that authority to us. And we're going to be looking at that, the spiritual authority God has given us. So we have to understand, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. We are branches on Jesus, on the vine. And this relationship in Christ that we have is one of wholly depending on him for life. It's total dependence. For without the vine, isn't that true? The analogy gave, if you do some pruning and you cut off a vine, beloved, it might look all right for a little bit, but it will absolutely dry up and be nothing but trash, because, or waste material, because there's no life in it. It withers and dies completely. There is no life in the vine except they are in the branch. But also, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the holy vine. He's also dependent on us. Think about this. Isn't this also a thought? In this respect, he made it this way. Once again, he has given his new creation, that's you and me, that's every born-again child of God, such a glorious position. Because the vine has purposely made himself dependent upon the branch. Listen to this, think about this, for the outward manifestation of his life in us. For example, let's look at a grapevine. Well, that vine has branches, does it not? And it's there where the fruit, the grapes, manifest. So Jesus, we are reflecting Jesus. He has allowed us to be dependent on him. Why? For the purpose that we could manifest his life in us. And not just by preaching the word of God and spreading the gospel, which is, of course, the Great Commission, but that in all ways, in our manners, in our attitude, in our characteristics, our lifestyle, we bring glory to God. Our position, beloved, as a branch in Christ, is to function simply as a channel. think about that. That's what the vine is really. It's a channel where the life of the vine comes and nourishes all and provides the nutrients that are needed to be healthy and fruitful. And so that branch is a channel in which the Lord will move to give expression of his life and power and glory. He's certainly done that through creation, hasn't he? Well, beloved, we are, as his children, God's finest creation. Yes, he created the angels, which are mighty in power and strength, but he waited till the end to, they weren't made in God's image at all, but man was made in God's image and likeness. And so I don't think we have fully understood the privilege we have as children of God. What man has in our humanity, and God sanctified humanity by bringing Jesus, hallelujah, to dwell in human flesh. So this branch you and I are called to be is a clear pathway for the Lord to show his power, his grace in its absolutely fullest, most beautiful expression. And beloved, if we abide in Jesus, well, all right, we have to yield ourselves. There's a difference. Positionally, we're in Christ, but we have to willingly, by a decision of our will, yield ourselves to him, surrender our lives, and then we are faithfully devoted to fulfill his complete purpose in our lives. Whenever the branch bears fruit, to be good fruit, think about this, the fruit will contain the flavor of the vine. Have you ever had, you know, they had fruit at church, and this was a while back, and took some home, and the fruit was definitely ripe, but it didn't have any flavor. Obviously, it needed fertilizing. So, beloved, I pray and trust that you have been blessed by this, and hearing the word of the Lord, you will be willing to be a fruitful vessel for the Lord. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. I thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.